This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. It's believed there are no survivors following the crash of a Russian airliner in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula on Saturday. At least 100 of the 224 people on board the Metrojet airliner have been recovered from the crash site, which is about 30 kilometers south of the Mediterranean coastline. Most of those on board are Russian nationals. No Chinese citizens are believed to have been on board. It's not yet known what may have caused the crash, though initial suggestions are it may have been a mechanical issue. Reports are suggesting the pilot of the flight, which was destined for St. Petersburg, indicated the plane was suffering from mechanical problems shortly after takeoff from the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. Reports suggest the pilot asked for an emergency landing in Cairo before the plane disappeared from radar just over 20 minutes into the flight. The flight data recorders from the downed Airbus A321 have reportedly been recovered. Egypt's government is setting up a special team to investigate the cause of the crash. Russian authorities have dispatched teams to the crash site as well. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has arrived in Seoul ahead of this weekend's trilateral summit among Chinese, Japanese, and South Korean leaders. Li Keqiang due to hold talks with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and other South Korean leaders before the trilateral summit begins. He's also attending a series of activities connected to economic cooperation and people-to-people exchanges. Li Keqiang is attending the first trilateral summit among Chinese, Japanese, and South Korean leaders in some 3.5 years. The summit itself expected to cover a wide range of topics, including economics and political ties. Li Keqiang also due to take part in a business leaders exchange as part of his time in Seoul. Man in southern China who formed a pseudo-sect of Buddhism has been sentenced to life in prison by the courts in the city of Zhuhai in Guangdong. Wu Jiheng, founder of Hua Zhang Zongmen, has been convicted of organizing an illegal cult, rape, fraud, and the production and sale of harmful goods. Three of his followers have also been given sentences of up to 4 years in prison for fraud and perverting the course of justice. 48-year-old Wu Jiheng had been promoting his pseudo-religious movement Hua Zhang Zongmen as a lofty sect of Buddhism. He personally claims to be the successor of several eminent monks. He managed to amass over $1 million through his followers. Wu Jiheng says he plans to appeal. A search for any survivors from a building collapse in Hunan has been called off. 17 workers are dead after the two-story house in the suburbs of the city of Lohe came down while the workers were trying to move it off its foundation. 23 others did manage to survive. 9 of them are in serious condition. Work safety officials now trying to determine exactly what led to the collapse. Afghan authorities say a dozen Taliban militants, including a key commander, have been killed in air raids in the eastern part of Afghanistan. Local officials say Mullah Manan had been commanding Taliban militants in Ghazni and adjoining provinces. They say his elimination will be a major setback to the Taliban. At least 15 people, including 6 children, are dead after a fire rolled through a market early this Saturday morning in the southern Philippine city Zamboanga. Over a dozen others have been hospitalized, some with potentially fatal burns. It's believed the victims belonged to 3 different families who had been living inside their stalls at the market when the blaze broke out. An electrical short is the suspected cause of the fire. It torched some 350 stalls in the clothing market before crews were able to put out the fires. 27 people have been confirmed dead after a nightclub fire in the Romanian capital Bucharest late Friday. Another 180 injured and taken to hospital. Fire broke out as the club in downtown Bucharest prepared to stage a light show and a pyrotechnic display to mark the launch of an album by band Goodbye to Gravity. Witnesses say the polystyrene decor inside the club ignited before the explosion, which led to a stampede for the exit. A group of Chinese volunteers arriving in Pakistan this Saturday to help with the humanitarian relief efforts following this past Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake in the Hindu Kush. The group from the city of Hangzhou is to be the first of 2 teams from China being sent in to help with the relief efforts. The team leader says the group is headed to remote areas in the quake zone. A second batch of Chinese volunteers due to leave for the quake zone tomorrow. Monday's quake, which hit the Hindu Kush mountain range on the Afghan side of the border, has left close to 400 dead. Hundreds of others have been injured. Thousands more remain homeless. The area where the quake hit is considered a largely ungoverned region, with local tribes and the Taliban controlling sections of it. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.